B-Pod Studios.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show on Kiss 95.1.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Manny and Laurent Morning Show.
Hello.
Hello, Laurent.
Hi.
Hopefully everybody is up and ready for your Monday. And if you're not, don't worry. You know that we are here for you with a Monday morning song to get you in that mood, okay? I know people, this is their favorite part of the week of the Manny and Laurent Morning Show. Like, what song are they going to pick for that Monday morning song? So I found some Calvin Harris.
The Manny and Laurent Show on demand.
Get you moving on a Monday with Manny and Laurent. Our buddy Mackie from our sales crew is going to stop by in just a little while. I want to ask Mackie a question. Because I was reading an article, the advantages of being single, and Mackie is single, and I want to find out if he's happily single.
I think he probably is.
We'll find out at 7 a.m. this morning. Like, for instance, some of the advantages of being single, according to this article. No drama and freedom to do what you want, when you want, without the consent and compromises with other with your partner.
Amen.
But at the same time, you don't have any drama, you have all the freedom, and you don't have to consent or compromise with a partner either.
Oh,
so maybe
so
that
you
gets
think
boring.
Okay.
You know?
That's not what I was thinking. Because listen, I love my husband, but when he is out of town, it's like one less thing, right? It's like one less person to entertain, one less person to ask, you know, permission to, one less person.
It's got
to
get old, though, but we'll talk about it at 7 a.m. this morning. Plus, we have your $1,000. We want to help pay your bills. We know the financial burden is hard right now. Inflation is high. Gas is still high. It's still in the threes. And everybody's like, gas came down. Yeah, but it's still $3 a gallon plus. Right?
Yeah.
So we want to help pay your bills so that you don't have to worry about that. We got $1,000 for you at 8 a.m. this morning. Kiss 95.1 is going to pay your bills. We're going to kiss your bills goodbye. But I think the coolest thing that we have all week long is we're flying you to Chicago to go see Harry Styles. Now, here's all you need to know. You and a friend will get two tickets to the show. You get the flights and a one-night stay in a hotel thanks to our friends at Columbia Records. You got to be listening to Manny and Laurent. That's me and you from 6 a.m. right through the end of the show, right around 9:10, 9:15. When we play a Harry Styles song, be caller number 9 when you hear that song and you and a guest are in to go fly away to see Harry Styles. How cool is that?
That's so cool. And we just got back from Chicago not too long ago. It's such a fun city.
Yes. Producer Nicole just mentioned something in my ear, which is true. You're in the running to fly away. We're not sending 22 people out there. We don't have that much money. So you're in the running, and then we'll have the grand prize winner at the end of the week. All right?
All right.
So let's start the show, and we'll do some music. We'll do some laughs. We got Murder Mystery Monday today. I think I know exactly where producer Nicole's going to go for this one. It's the one that everybody's talking about. We'll discuss a murder mystery. Plus, I got to tell you guys, NASA is doing some scientific stuff. More scientific, like more science fiction, I guess, than scientific.
All right.
Like if I told you NASA was doing scientific stuff, you'd be like, yeah, Manny, that's what they do.
Yeah.
This is more science fiction. It's like out of a movie. I'll tell you what they're doing and how we can all watch it.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show on Kiss 95.1.
So I told you that something cool is happening today. NASA is going to crash a spacecraft into an asteroid today to see if, like in the movies, it would protect the Earth from a major...
We're practicing Armageddon?
Yes, we're practicing Armageddon. Exactly.
Okay.
The over 500-foot asteroid poses no threat to the planet, but scientists are eager to see if their spacecraft will alter its nearly 12-hour orbit. The DART spacecraft is scheduled to smash into the space rock at a staggering 15,000 miles per hour around 7:15 Eastern time. And guess what?
What?
We won't see anything in the sky if we look up, but if we watch the NASA live stream, we'll be able to see the collision 6.5 million miles away from Earth. How cool
that's
is
so
that?
Cool.
Right?
That's so cool.
Like, let's get nerdy tonight.
Wait, what time again? Tell me.
7:15.
Oh, okay.
Ted, the chief planetary scientist with NASA, talking about the mission. Listen to this.
We are targeting a small asteroid in space that we've never seen before. We don't know what the shape is, and we have limited information, and we're targeting that small asteroid at a very fast speed.
Yeah. 15,000 miles per minute to see if they can alter its track at all, which means that we would be safe and we wouldn't have to send Bruce Willis to the asteroid along with what's J-Lo's husband's name?
Ben. Thanks for making me say it. You know, I'm so down with this, and I think it's a great idea, as long as we don't, like, knock it into the wrong orbit. Like, we do something and then, like, take ourselves out.
I assume you sent for me because somebody told you I was the best. Well, I'm only the best because I work with the best. If you don't trust the man you're working with, you're as good as dead.
Yes, Bruce. Mm-hmm. This famous line from Armageddon. Remember the song from that movie?
Yeah, the Aerosmith song.
And I don't want to miss a thing. Hmm. Liv Tyler is in it, too.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler's daughter. She played Ben Affleck's love interest. See, I don't know if NASA's going to have any of that beeline story stuff, which would be really cool.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like if that scientist who we just heard from was like, my husband will only marry me if this works, you know, and then like we all have to hope that it works so that the marriage happens. That'd be a good little beeline. Anyway, tonight you can watch that on NASA's live stream. I'll put that article up at kiss951.com with a link so that you could go find it tonight at 7:15.
Thank you, Mimi.
You're welcome, Loren. A couple other things. Obviously, we need to talk about Hurricane Ian. Now, why is Hurricane Ian affecting you in any way, Loren? I mean, I know your mom lives in Florida.
Yes. But no, there's something even bigger than that affecting my life right now.
What is the stress?
So my mom won't be in Florida, so that's not a problem. She's flying to Pennsylvania for a cousin's birthday party. But I am supposed to receive our new au pair that day, and she messaged me this morning and said, hey, another host mom just sent this to one of my friends. Do you think the weather on Friday, if we're going to have a hurricane in Charlotte, is going to affect my flight? And of course, I was like, no. And then I asked my good buddy Manny, and he said, well, maybe.
Well, I mean, it's possible. But listen, you're the hurricane expert. You're the one that lived through Wilma in Florida.
That's what I told her.
Right?
I was like, listen, it will not be a hurricane by the time it gets to Charlotte. I was like, hurricanes cannot survive over land. They break up.
Now
we might get some rain.
Now, the problem is, though, is that a company like American Airlines, hurricanes are bad because and not that the wind would be heavy, but like why even take the risk? So American would probably avoid flying a bunch of flights out, and that could then be the problem. You know what I mean? Like they'll move a bunch of planes away from here just to get it away from a hurricane.
But so what? I mean, what are they going to do with her? This poor girl is like from Italy.
Yeah.
She's going to get stuck in like, I don't even know. I need to find out where her connecting flight is.
Yeah. I mean, if she stays up in New York or New Jersey, she can go hang with my buddy Sorelli.
Yeah, because that's what I'm afraid of. Is she's going to get stuck somewhere where there's not going to be, like, she's not going to be able to get a hotel or, you know.
That'll be her first taste of America. My buddy Sorelli going, what do you want from me, huh?
She will go right home.
Hey, you're from Italy, huh? Let's go get some real spaghetti and then a little man of good, huh?
It'd be like, what?
Yeah, but they're saying, now listen, if Hurricane Ian stays west of Charlotte, things could be worse. If the track goes east of Charlotte, it would just be a little less wind and a little less rain. That's what they're saying this morning. But obviously, we're talking about something that's going to happen Thursday through Saturday.
It's only 4 days away. Can we not plan Mother Nature? You know what? Let me talk to Mother Nature because she typically listens to me.
She does. Didn't you scare Mother Nature away from ruining your son's birthday party once?
Sure did.
All right. Have a chat with her during commercial, Ren. It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. Loren, people are loving when we do Messing with Mom, Five Lies.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Fun for us.
Yeah, not for Mom.
Yeah.
Until the end.
Not until the end, but we love doing it, and Riley wanted to give it a try, so let's play.
Messing with Mom.
All right, Loren, who is playing Messing with Mom, Five Lies today?
So Riley is on the phone, and she wants to call her mother, Jill, and see if she can hang on the phone for all five lies. If she does, we're going to hook her up with dinner on us.
Yeah, absolutely. Mom gets dinner. So, Riley, hi.
Hi.
What is going on in your life that we can mess with Mom about?
So, my mom thinks that Hulu is going to find out that we share a password.
And that's her hang up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she only knew what happens in our family. We literally just pay for, like, one, and we share everybody else's passwords.
Please. I think I remember Netflix saying they lose, like, $500 million based on you know, sharing passwords.
And I'm leading the charge.
All right, so Mom is concerned about the Hulu password, so let's do our five lies based on that, okay?
Okay.
All right, so write these down. Lie number one, Loren, will be Hulu reached out to me. They know that you're using my password, Mom. That's lie number one.
Okay.
Okay, simple enough.
Riley, what show are you guys watching on Hulu?
Oh, The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, hell yeah, girl. That is my jam. Riley, tell Mom that Hulu, when they reached out, said that they are specifically blocking Handmaid's Tale because they can tell that two accounts are watching the same thing.
Okay.
So they banned, you can watch anything else on Hulu except Handmaid's Tale.
Right. It's okay. Blocked.
And then the third lie, they're going to fly in the streaming security team, a.k.a. the Hulu police.
Okay.
The fourth lie that you're going to give is, I could, like, Mom, I could legit go to jail over this. You have to erase your password.
Okay.
And then if you get to it, the fifth one will be like, it's a $50,000 fine that I got to pay.
Or I go to jail.
Or I go to jail, like one of the two.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You call Mom. You dial her up on your phone. We'll just listen in and see how many lies you can get through. We'll give you a ding for each one, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, good morning, honey. How's it going? Great. It's a beautiful day.
Well, it might not be beautiful for much longer. I just got some crazy news. So Hulu reached out to me, and they know that you're using my password.
Riley, I told you something bad was going to happen if we were stealing passwords and stuff.
Well, it's a little worse than you probably think. So Hulu called me and told me that they are specifically banning Handmaid's Tale because they can tell that we're using the password to watch that show.
What do you mean they're banning? You mean you can't watch Handmaid's Tale? That's the reason people have Hulu. Oh, that's awful.
I know, but they called me and told me that specifically we are not going to be allowed to watch Handmaid's Tale. We can watch anything else on Hulu, but they specifically blocked Handmaid's Tale just for us.
Oh my gosh.
It even gets worse. They are flying in the streaming security team. I guess they're called the Hulu police, and they want to meet you and me at a hotel.
They do want to do what?
They're flying in the streaming security team, and they want us to meet them at a hotel.
Riley, did you get an email and click on a link or something? Because it sounds like somebody's just scamming the crap out of you.
Mom, I'm not kidding.
There's no Hulu police, and we're not going to a hotel to meet some strange men, okay?
Mom, I could legit go to jail over this. You have to erase your password.
Okay.
This is the Hulu police.
Otherwise known as the Mania Loren Morning Show. You guys are out messing with Mom. Jill, obviously there's no Hulu police, right?
Jill knew. Yeah. Jill, Riley, you didn't even make it past the third lie, technically.
I raised that girl, and I know exactly when she's lying, and it just came right out in the tone in her voice, you know? Mm-hmm. And she'd be probably sweating a little bit on her forehead because she's really bad at lying to me.
Mom knows.
It was fun to play around, Riley.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Keep listening for a Harry Styles song. When you hear a Harry Styles song, be caller number 9, and you're in the running to fly off to Chicago with a guest. You're going to get hooked up with the airfare, an overnight stay at a hotel, and, of course, the show, all thanks to Columbia Records. We're doing it all week long, and I know we play multiple Harry Styles songs every morning on the Manny and Loren Show right through about 9:15. So be listening, be caller number 9, and you and a guest can head off. What you got for us, Loren?
All right, so Of course, it's fall, officially. And we all love our pumpkin spice lattes. But where are we going to draw the line? That's the real question.
Last night, my wife says to me at dinner, we all had separate dinners, right? I went tacos, the kids had a hamburger, and Amanda goes, I don't even know what she's making. I can just hear her working on it. And she goes, I don't think you're going to like this pumpkin spice pasta because I don't really like it. And I was like, yeah. I'm not going to like pumpkin spice pasta.
No, it's not bad. Is it the Trader Joe's?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad. It really isn't.
Well, okay.
But I don't necessarily feel like I need to draw the line there. Here's where I'm going to draw the line, because there's some pumpkin spice products that you didn't even know existed. And the first one on the list made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. Pumpkin spice ramen noodles. What? That doesn't even go together.
I'm not even a huge fan of ramen noodles anyway, so add pumpkin spice to it and I'm out.
Oh, I love ramen noodles, but I can't get down with pumpkin spice. They're available at Walmart and on Amazon. There's pumpkin spice dog treats for your pooch to get a little taste of the pumpkin spice, which is fine, right? They should get a little taste of it too.
Nicole, do your dogs like the pumpkin spice treats this time of year?
I'm sure they would.
You don't get it for them, though?
I don't go out of my way, no.
Yeah, but people do. People will be like,
all the Beckys of the world, leave us alone.
It's pumpkin spice treat time.
How about pumpkin spice goldfish?
Nope. And by the way, I'm going out and telling people the only good goldfish are the cheddar goldfish. I don't want the pizza parm. The pretzels are okay.
No, I like the goldfish. Oh. I like all of the goldfish, except for the pumpkin spice ones.
The parm goldfish are gross.
Yeah, maybe the parm goldfish.
Yeah, that's not good. All right. That's not good. The cheddar and the pretzels are the best. All right.
Okay.
Just a point this morning.
And then these are the last three pumpkin spice products you didn't know existed. Pumpkin spice gum. Ugh. Don't know if I can do that either. Pumpkin spice Spam. Like the fake ham
that
comes in the can. And honestly, I actually enjoy these. So I left it for last, but it's pumpkin spice protein powders and shakes. I like them. So that's just me personally, but especially if I can throw a little coffee into the pumpkin spice protein powder, because then it is like an iced pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice protein powder.
Yeah.
Huh.
Throw a little instant coffee in there. Yeah, it's actually delicious.
I hear you. I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan of the pumpkin spice taste. I don't know.
Okay. You and Nicole just pass yours this way.
My wife lit a candle last night. My son came in from playing outside. He goes, oh, it smells like Christmas in here.
Christmas.
That's what he said. He liking pumpkin spice to Christmas, Lorraine.
Wow.
Anyway. All right. I want to share something my son did this weekend. Something that he said that I was like, oh, really? We're going to start talking about that at 9 years old? Okay. So we'll get into that. And coming up after 7, our buddy Mackie from sales will be in. He's going to drop by. We found an article that says, are you happy being single? He is a single man. We'll find out if he is happily single with any of these things that people love when they're single. Or we'll find out if he's looking for love. And maybe we'll stick him out on the street with a sign that says, I'm Mackie. I need love. Right? All right, it's all coming up on the Manny and Lorenz Show.
The Manny and Lorenz Show on demand.
That's the kind of church I want to go to, a church that plays that song, and everybody's like got their arms up in the air, and they're like, hey.
The Church of EDM.
I guess. I would leave in a positive mood. I'd be like, yeah, I'm good. It's the Manny and Lorenz Morning Show, all the hits, Kiss 95.1. So I told you my 9-year-old son brought something up to me this weekend, and I was like, oh, yeah, I guess he is going to have questions about this. He's 9 now. He's in the 4th grade. You know, he knows what's going on.
What is he asking questions about?
It was serious, Lorraine. He said, Dad, if Ukraine and Russia don't stop this war, will America get in it? And I said, well, buddy, we're kind of in it now. We're sending money and weapons to Ukraine so that they can fend off the Russians. And he said, but, Dad, if we make the Russians mad... So he somehow heard, like, Putin's threat last week trickled down to the 4th grade. So he said...
Pretty heavy for a 4th grader.
He didn't know Putin's name, but he said... Because the Russian president said, like, he'll blow up everybody if they don't listen. And I'm like, oh, buddy. Like, the fear that he must have.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be tough for him. So I said, listen, Dean, a lot of times these politicians talk, and I said, that's number one. And he goes, but if Russia came over to America to fight us, like, what would happen? So my wife cuts in brilliantly and goes, well, they wouldn't come to Charlotte. Like, the war wouldn't be in Charlotte. So I said, Dean, most likely the war would stay in Europe, in Ukraine, where they're fighting. Yeah. That's the Russians want Ukraine. They're not looking for America yet.
No.
So, no, I didn't say that. I did say, just, you know, don't have any fears about it. You know, everything's okay. So we have top military people. We have, you know, a lot of people in Europe who are on our side, too. And, you know.
I mean, that does sound scary, though, to a 9-year-old mm-hmm. who, you know, doesn't really know the difference between what is happening and, I don't know, let's just say like a 9/11 situation. You know what I mean? So like to him, it just all looks scary.
Yeah, totally. So I told him, you know, just feel free to talk to me anytime you want, or if you hear something and you want to know how true it is. Because I said, Dean, like, I'm aware of it, but it's not in front of my mind every day. Mm-hmm. I'm aware of it. And you see small things like Ukraine has driven a lot of Russian soldiers out, which is great. That's what we want, right? Nobody is for a country taking over another country. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys. If you have kids, maybe be alert that they are aware of what's...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Going on for sure.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
What are the advantages to being single? 704-570-9595.
I would think there's a lot.
But yet, I feel like on this show, we hear from people who are constantly looking to be unsingle.
Well, that's because you always want, like, the grass is always greener on the other side, right?
Okay. But also, I think a lot of people just like being in a relationship. They want to share their lives with somebody. They don't want to be single. They find single being boring. You know, they see pictures of their friends and they see, you know, rom-coms and they want to be in on that.
That's because they think it's... I sound like I'm defending being single here. Like, I want to be single. I don't want to be single.
No, I get it, but I'm glad you're taking the other side of it.
Yeah, because I'm just... Like, the reason that people want to be in a relationship is because, like, all of their friends are in a relationship. They feel like they're missing out on somebody. It's really just FOMO.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is according to Your Tango. These are the advantages of being single. By the way, you can jump on the phone at 704-570-9595 and let us know if you love being single or you hate being single. I knew it. I knew awesome teacher Sarah would be the first to text. I love her to death.
There's just great things on both sides, you know?
Well, that's what she said. Listen to her response. And by the way, awesome teacher Sarah, aren't schools closed today?
Yeah, what are you doing up?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a teacher work day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Being single is okay since I'm pretty independent, .. But overall, it pretty much sucks. See?
Eh. So she's Sarah, like, you don't have to. Sarah went on an awesome trip this summer, like an awesome trip. And she didn't have to answer to anybody. She just got to plan that trip, not ask anybody if, you know, if she could spend her money or if they, you know what I mean? Because when you're in a relationship, you have to, like, yeah, you shouldn't have to ask if you can spend your money. But, like, you still do have to consult that other person, especially if you have joint finances.
This is from Your Tango. Advantages to being single, right? Are you ready? No drama and freedom to do what you want without constant asking or needing mm-hmm. consent. Don't have to constantly convince your adult partner to adult in life. Like, we need to step up our apartment. We need to step up our house. It needs to look better. We need a better car. Time. Single people have time. It's limitless. There always seems to be enough hours in the day. Unfortunately, it's also the worst part about being single is because you got to fill those hours.
Yep.
Uninterrupted quiet time when you're alone. You have uninterrupted time. What did you just say?
I just went, oh.
Yeah.
Ah, it sounds so good. Uninterrupted quiet time. What? What is that?
Someone said I could just go to a bar and sit and order. If a restaurant is busy, I don't have to put my name on a list for a table for two. These are all advantages to being single.
You can do that when you're taken too. I do that all the time.
75% dishes to less dishes to wash.
75%.
How about pooping with the door open is another advantage to being single? Yeah. you could do whatever
those
you want,
funny.
Whenever you want, like specifically for dinner. So those are advantages to being single. Sarah in Charlotte. Hey, good morning. Oh, hold on. Let me get Sarah on. There she is. Hi, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So, Sarah, are you single?
Yes.
Okay, are you happily single, or are you, like, on the apps looking for love sick?
Devastated.
Sarah, we call it moving furniture on this show, please.
Oh, I apologize. I move lots of it.
That's awesome.
So you think that's one of the biggest advantage?
Oh, well, I mean, no, that's fantastic. But, no, I really like that I don't have to feel guilty, like, spending time when I want to spend time by myself.
Right, yeah.
There's
right.
never, like, anyone's feelings to be hurt about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sarah. Wow, right out of the gate, Loren. Mm-hmm. I mean, one glaring advantage that we didn't talk about was that you can move furniture with whoever you want. Antonia in Lincolnton, hey.
Hey.
What about you? You like being single?
I love it. I get to spend more time with my kids.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
It's another one we didn't talk about, but I know a lot of single moms and dads who are looking for another person in their life, a partner in their life, to help raise children with.
Yes, but I honestly think it's more, it's special to be able to be single with them. So, like, you get to spend quality time with them that you wouldn't have if you had a significant other.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Antonia. Our buddy Mackie's here, Loren. Hey, Mackie.
Oh, good.
Hey, Manny, how y'all doing?
We're good. We're talking about advantages to being single. Now, we talked to you last week when you jumped in on the show for a little bit, and you said that the last date you had was back in, like, March.
That is very true.
And so you don't have anybody in your life right now.
Not at the moment.
All right. Do you love it?
I don't know. Right now, I'm really not upset about it. And I'll be honest, I'm trying to get my headphones to work at this moment.
So oh, your headphones? All right.
Okay. But, all right, we'll give him a second.
No, I am not upset about it at all. I kind of like it. I like being able to just do my own thing. Go hang out with friends and all that stuff. There's really no disadvantages to it. And my point, like, I'm not actively out really searching for somebody or something. I don't know. Sounds weird.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But no, well, no. It's not uh-oh. Mm-hmm. It's just like I know a lot of single people who are dying to meet somebody. Like, you're not on any of the apps or anything.
No, like, I'm on them. I'm not, like, on them.
He's not active.
You know what I'm saying? Like, every now and then I might
can
hop
you hear
on
Loren?
Them.
What's wrong with are your headphones plugged in?
They are plugged in.
No, they're plugged into the wrong thing. Plug Uh-oh. Them in down below you. And you do a radio show?
I thought these were plugged in.
We had them plugged into, like, some outlet. Nicole, hit him in the back of the head. Nicole,
you
had them plugged
right?
into the computer up there.
Yeah.
Right, now you can hear Loren, right? Mackie?
Hi, Mackie.
I can. Hey, okay. Hey, Loren. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Technical difficulties on a Monday morning. But
see,
the
if you had a partner, the partner could plug the headphones
that's
in the
I'm
right
saying.
Spot.
That is the issue about being single, is if there's a problem and I can't figure it out within 2 seconds, it's just going to remain a problem forever. When if I had somebody, they'll be like, no, just plug it into the right actually input.
Mackie, do you ever look at somebody and see that's in a relationship and think to yourself, geez, I want to be that? Or watch a rom-com or see
oh,
something?
Oh, of course. There's always
it's just
that.
Just not right now?
No, just not right now. I'm not really, like, I will say this. I have been a person to where I truly believe when you're not looking for it is when it happens, you know?
Amen, sister.
All right, 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls on that.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
Well, the hits, Kiss 95.1. We have our buddy Mackie in the studio with us this morning, and we're talking about the advantages to being single. And Mackie is single, Loren.
No.
And we just talked about the Panthers game off the air. Congratulations to the Panthers. They've won.
Yes. We did it.
And speaking of football, also yesterday, I feel like 1,000 things happened over the weekend. They announced that Rihanna is going to be the halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl this year.
I love Rihanna.
Isn't she great?
I love her.
I think she's going to perform awesome. I think it's going to be spectacular. So that's happening. But Loren, Mackie said that, what did you do? How did you get to the game yesterday?
So I was announcing the women's soccer match for UNCC. And so that game was at 12. And so the game ended right around 2. And I just, you know, drove down 85, went to my place, changed into my Panther sweatshirt, and jogged to the stadium. And I walked in. And I walked in right as halftime was ending. And, you know, the score was 13-0. I'm a huge Panthers fan. And then it was just a great game from then on out. And so I had a great time
and
yesterday.
And, Loren, what's the one thing that could have slowed him down?
A girlfriend. Like, that's what I said. I was like, Mackie's living his best life. Of course he doesn't want to be in a relationship. He literally, he lives in like South End area. He can walk to the stadium. He uses his friend's tickets and there's only one. So if he had a girlfriend and she wanted to go to the game, he might not be able to go with those tickets and they're really good seats. I get it, Mackie. You live your best life.
Advantage Mackie. Somebody texted in and said, best parts about being single, no one to argue with over dinner, saving money on groceries, etc. And then somebody said, I'm single and looking. Dating is so hard for an over 40-year-old lesbian woman. That's a niche. I'm not going to lie. Good luck, though. Listen, if you want to go to the Panthers game at halftime, don't have a partner. All right, we got to say congratulations to Kaylee in Columbus, North Carolina. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
You heard a Harry Styles song, so you are caller number 9. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're now in the running, Kaylee, to go to Chicago. We're going to send you and a guest to the show in Chicago to go see Harry Styles, plus one night stay at a hotel, and we're hooking you up with the flights, and it's all thanks to Columbia Records, okay? We're going to announce the grand prize winner this Friday.
Okay.
How cool is that? Who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to take Brandy with me.
Is that your friend?
It is.
Brandy, okay. You guys would love to go see Harry Styles. Oh, it's going to be so fun. All right, every time you hear a Harry Styles song on the Manny and Loren show this week, be caller number 9, and you are in the running to go to Chicago to go see Harry on a flyaway, all right?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, congratulations. Hold on a second. Loren, you and I are not qualified for this, by the way.
No, I know.
We can't go. It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is time, Mackie, who's sitting in with us this morning from our sales department. It is time for something that producer Nicole does called Murder Mystery Monday.
Ooh.
Producer Nicole, there is a show on Netflix that is the number one trending show, and everybody is talking about it. Ironically, we started Murder Mystery Mondays a while ago, but it seems fitting to talk about that show today, right?
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot going on with, it's not really a mystery, but there's just a lot going on with Jeffrey Dahmer and like the new Netflix series, and then Netflix is also releasing next week the Conversations with the Killer, his episode with it. So
okay, what are the takeaways from the Dahmer show? Because Loren couldn't even get through 2 episodes, she said.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for the weak. It is a very hard show to watch, but you know, he got arrested in 91. I was born in 91. So obviously, like, when you hear the name Jeffrey Dahmer, you know that most people know the bullet points, that, you know, how sick he was, 17 young boys and young men.
17 he killed?
Mm-hmm. 17, two of them being 14 years old.
Oh.
But really, to me, the biggest takeaway was that, like, there was so much racism and homophobia involved with that whole case that there could, so many of these deaths could have been avoided.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer was homophobic and racist?
No, he was gay.
Okay. I mean, I was alive, but I honestly don't remember, and I haven't watched the show. So
one of his most, well documented victims was a 14-year-old. His name was Konarak. And I don't know how to say this without being like really graphic, but basically he escaped.
Mm-hmm.
He got out of the apartment. The cops were called from his neighbor, who called the cops probably hundreds of times on Jeffrey Dahmer, but they did not take her word for it because of the racism back there, back then.
I got you.
And
so from the
cops literally returned this 14-year-old boy who at the time he was naked, he was drugged, he was a zombie at that point, and the cops returned him to Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment. They returned him because they took the word of a white man over his African-American neighbor. And she called and called and said, like, hey, like, because he was 14, but Jeffrey told police he was 19 years old.
Did he become his next victim, obviously?
Yes. And that was, it was a, okay. I mean, so yeah, so that's the biggest takeaway is that, that a lot, I think his last five murders before he got caught, his neighbor, Glenda Cleveland, I believe is her name. She called and called, complained of a smell, said something's not right.
That's because Dahmer kept his victims in his apartment, right?
Yeah.
He killed them in different places, but the ones while he was at that apartment, yes. And he would do different things like tried to put them in acid and different things.
But he liked trophies, right? Like he kept trophies like kind of from each kill.
Yeah, he had, not from each one, but he had mummified, when he was caught, he had a couple of mummified skulls. He had like body parts in the fridge and freezer.
It was hard for me to watch. Like, and I love a good murder mystery. I love talking about them, but it's different to watch it like acted out, and that was really difficult.
This has to be the king. This has to be the pinnacle.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, you have 146 wins. Your record is now broken, and you're sitting at every time you win, you set a new record. Who are you playing against today? Any ideas?
I think it's Morgan.
Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning. I'm here with my daughter, Bailey.
Oh, Morgan and Bailey. How old is Bailey?
Bailey is 11.
Okay, so you got a little help today.
All right, you guys. Throw Loren out of her home studio. Tell her to get out.
Get out, Loren.
All right, I'm going.
All right. She's leaving her home studio. I can see her on camera. She has her headphones down. Now, you guys can only hear the questions. She doesn't know what's coming, but you know she's pretty good at this game, Morgan.
We've heard.
All right. I got my buddy Mackie in the studio with me this morning. Mackie, I'm going to ask if you think that the answer is that Morgan is giving is right or not. Don't give the right answer. I'm just going to ask if you agree with her.
Okay.
All right. The Guinness Book of World Records has recognized John Cena for granting 650 wishes to children with critical illnesses for the Make-A-Wish. What sport is he a superstar in?
Wrestling.
Agree?
I agree.
Okay. Reinforcing some rumors that Tom Brady and his wife are going through a tough situation, but his wife was not. Who is his wife?
Giselle Bundchen.
This streaming service has revealed that the premiere date for the season 5 of The Crown will be November 9th. What? Oh, by the way, they're going to have an entirely new cast. What streaming service will we watch that show on?
Hulu?
Question number 4, putting rumors of a pending breakup in the rearview mirror, Harry Styles and his girlfriend were seen packing on the PDA in Manhattan. Who is his girlfriend?
Olivia Wilde.
Maggie, you agree with that?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think I agree.
Question number 5, this artist confirmed herself as the Super Bowl 2023 halftime act next year. Who is that?
Rihanna.
And I know, Mackie, you know that. We already talked about it this morning. All right, come on in, Loren. I'm waving my hand so she can see us.
All right,
Loren.
Yes.
They got 4 correct.
Okay.
Not bad. Let's go.
Not bad at all.
The Guinness Book of World Records has recognized John Cena for granting 650 wishes of children with critical illness for Make-A-Wish. What sport is he a superstar in?
Wrestling.
That is correct. It's 1-1. Question number 2, reinforcing some rumors that Tom Brady and his wife are going through a tough stretch in the relationship. Their kids were at the game yesterday, but his wife was not. Who is she?
Giselle Bundchen.
That is correct. It's 2-2. This streaming service has revealed that the premiere date for season 5 of The Crown will be November 9th with an entirely new cast. What service is that?
The Crown is on Netflix.
Yeah, that is correct. Unfortunately, Morgan said Hulu, so it's 3-2, Loren. putting rumors of pending a breakup in the rearview mirror. Harry Styles and his girlfriend were seen packing on the PDA in Manhattan. Who is his girlfriend?
Olivia Wilde.
They got that one right as well, so it's 4-3. And question number 5, this artist confirmed herself as a Super Bowl 2023 halftime act.
Ooh, Rihanna.
Rihanna is correct. They got that one right, too. Final score, Loren 5, and Morgan and her daughter 4. But that's 147 wins for you, Ren.
You know what, though? Morgan and Bailey, you guys did a great job. That's pretty good.
She still wants to hear it, you guys. Go ahead.
Okay, we can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing.
All right. I got to share a story. I embarrassed myself in front of a store full of people yesterday.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
With my daughter. I'll explain coming up next.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
When were you embarrassed in public? Like, you did something really embarrassing. There was no hole for you to go crawl in, and you just had to face the music. 704-570-9595. Somebody else has to be Team Manny.
I feel like I embarrass myself all the time.
Yeah, but
you know, we're also really hard to embarrass, too, because we'll just kind of laugh it off.
Right. Right, and this was next level, not in front of you guys. I was at the grocery store yesterday with my daughter doing my Sunday shopping, and she was riding in the front of the cart, and she was like, push me, Daddy, push me. So I pushed her, and I went to catch up with the cart again, and I missed the handles, and the poor thing slammed into the side and knocked down a bunch of cans. I felt so bad. I was so embarrassed. Like
She wasn't hurt, though.
She wasn't hurt. She was just kind of like shocked that I didn't catch her.
Daddy's a bad driver.
Daddy's a bad cart driver. But there was like 4 or 5 people around, including like a family with 2 kids. And she's like, oh, you poor thing. Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. She's like, not you. So I was so embarrassed. And it was so loud, too.
Oh, I bet.
Like, hold on. Let me show Mackie in the studio here what I did so you understand, Mackie.
Okay.
Like, so I went. She's like, Daddy, push me. I'm using the back of my chair, Loren.
Okay.
And I did one of these, like, kind of fast, and she went down the aisle. And when I went to catch up and catch I missed the handle, and it was too late. She cracked, like, it turned left, and she crashed into the counters and into the shelves and knocked down. Thank God we weren't in the glass section.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll say,
we were in the baking area, so she knocked down, like, a bunch of, like, little cans and stuff like that.
And that's probably the worst thing about it is how loud the aftermath was.
Yeah, it was, like, all eyes on my aisle. 704-570-9595. What did you do in front of a bunch of people that was super embarrassing? Join Team Manny. Come on.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
So I shared a story a little while ago about how I accidentally left my daughter run down the aisle in a shopping grocery store yesterday. I pushed her in the cart, and I went to grab the handle of the cart, and I missed, totally missed. And she slammed into the shelves, knocked down a couple cans. And, like, Mackie, our buddy who's sitting in here this morning with us, said, like that's the worst part, is that everybody heard it after they saw it. And then they were, like, looking, and they came over. They checked on me. People said, Manny, how is your daughter? She was fine. She was just kind of, like, shocked more than anything, you know, and she didn't, her back didn't slam into it. It was like the side of the cart slammed into it. Thank God.
Yes. It was just a parent fumble.
A parent fumble. Is that like worse than a butt punt that happened yesterday?
That was pretty bad yesterday.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go check it out. Manny Radio on Instagram. I posted a video of the butt punt. This is Whitney in Kannapolis. Good morning, Whitney.
Hi.
Whitney, why were you embarrassed?
Oh, my gosh. So this weekend, I went to the President's Cup, and I was walking up the stairs. We had tickets to the Captain's Club, and I literally totally stripped. It was, like, sprinkling, and I just fell in front of thousands of people.
We had a microphone there.
Yeah.
I know that.
And there's really no recovering from it.
No, none.
So did you just lay there? Because I've done this before where I laid out in a restaurant. I just slipped and my feet came out from under me. And I was okay. But I laid there because I was so embarrassed. I wanted the sympathy vote before I got up.
Yeah,
because it's hard. Thank you, Whitney. Then other people come running to you and they're like, oh, my God, are you okay? And you're like, just leave me alone. Like, don't bring more attention to me. Get away. Jill in Rutherfordton, Rough Town, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're good. What happened?
So I was working at a community event outside, like volunteering with a group of people from my church, and I was actually on staff. I was an associate pastor at a church, and it was dark, and it was at the end of the day, and I'd been holding my pee all day because, you know, like, I was working. And so I ended up having to go to a porta potty outdoors, and it was, like I said, it was dark, and I got in the porta potty, dropped my pants, and started peeing. And then I realized the lid to the porta potty was down.
Oh.
And so I peed all over, like, my legs and my, like, it was just so embarrassing. And I had, like, nothing. I mean, like, there was no way to hide this. So I just had to go back and, you know, be with everybody at my church and my associate. I was associate
with wet pants.
Yeah, with wet pants. So,
oh, my gosh.
You are a trooper.
It was fantastic. And I had to drive a big van home with wet pants.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to start World War III?
War of the Roses with Manny and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
All right, just a heads up that this brand new War of the Roses is going to be two parts. When you hear the war, you're going to know why it's two parts, because we have to hear his explanation after we're jaw-dropping shocked about what happens.
Andrea, you sent us a message. You said that you have to check up on your boyfriend, Joe. What is happening?
I've been dating Joe for a little over 2 years. We've, you know, talked about the future together, and obviously we're very serious. But about a month ago, I got a knock on my front door, and it was a woman named Stacy that said she's been seeing Joe and that she's pregnant. So,
with Joe's child?
Yeah.
Andrea, do you guys live together? Do you and Joe live together?
We do.
Okay, so she wasn't looking for Joe to tell him that she was pregnant. She was looking for you specifically?
She was looking for me, yeah. Joe was at work. I work from home. So, she somehow knew that I would be there and he wouldn't. And I didn't believe her. And I sat on the porch with her for a little while and just sort of talked and asked questions and tried to dig a little deeper. And she knew answers to not super private questions, but like she knows where Joe works and she knows his mom's name. And
Andrea, this sounds pretty open and shut. Like, it sounds to me like Joe got some girl pregnant and you have your proof. Did you say anything to him?
I did, and I know him. I mean, he's, you know, my partner, but he's also my best friend, and it just doesn't sound like something he would do. So I did talk to him about it. We have a, you know, great communication. We talked about it, and he swears up and down that sounds so stupid, but he swears up and down that it's some crazy ex who he has not slept with. It's absolutely not his child.
Okay, I mean, that doesn't sound that out of the realm, though, that an ex might be going through some, you know, some issues and...
Well, it does sound out of the realm.
But you don't blame him for it. But, like, she specifically said, this is Joe's baby. We've been sleeping together.
She did. And after I talked with Joe, I chalked it up to, yeah, she's a crazy ex. But I don't know, I'm like... Every day that passes since then, I just feel more and more like maybe I don't know the whole story, and he's acting kind of strange lately and distant, and I'm...
Okay.
I just need help. I need help.
You think for sure he's going to send it to Stacy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want you to prepare yourself, Andrea, because I don't think this is going to go the way you want it to go.
Yeah, maybe, but at least I would have a solid answer at that point, and I wouldn't have to worry.
Okay.
All right, Laurent thinks you have a solid answer when the woman showed up at your house. Now. But are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you're mentally ready for it?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know if this is his baby.
Okay. We're dialing him up. Here we go. Don't say anything until we find out who he wants to send it to. And if it's to Stacy, we'll wait till we hear what he puts on the note, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Joe.
Who's this?
My name is Lindsay. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm looking for him just to get him a prize. He won something on Instagram, and it'll only take a second.
Me?
Are you Joe?
I'm Joe.
Well, that's it, Joe. Congratulations. My name's Lindsay. I'm calling for Flowers for You. And one of your friends tagged you in our Instagram tag contest. So I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love.
Okay. Anyone?
Yep, I can send them anywhere in the country. They are very romantic roses, could be used for a celebration, whatever you would like.
Huh. Okay, I got someone.
Okay. I just need their name, Joe.
First name is Stacy.
Okay. We're going to send these to Stacy. And I'll get Stacy's address from you here in a moment. Joe, these flowers have a QR code inside. Stacy will be able to scan and then hear a message from you.
Okay.
So I can record your message to Stacy if you're ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Stace, it's Joe. Just wanted to send these to you. I know it's not enough, you know, with everything, given the circumstances, but I just wanted you to have something from me and, you know, that could bring you, you know, some comfort, some support, given, you know, where I'm at and what I have to do. You know, with my life.
Joe?
What's up?
What are you doing?
Joe, your girlfriend Andrea's on the phone.
What circumstances are you talking about, Joe?
We will get that answer in part 2 of War of the Roses coming up next.
Do you want to start World War 3?
War of the Roses with Manny and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
My name's not Lindsay. Joe, you're on the Manny and Lorraine Morning Show on War of the Roses. We catch cheaters. I know you know Stacy has already gone to Andrea to tell her that she's pregnant with your child. What do you have to say for yourself?
You told me that it wasn't yours. You told me I trusted you. What is this? Can you explain this?
It's not my kid. That's
Speak, Joe.
Everyone knows that it's not mine. You know it's not mine. That's
No, God, not everyone knows. She doesn't know. I don't know anymore.
Well, she's crazy, babe. She's crazy. I just wanted to...
She's so crazy. Why did you send her flowers?
Yeah. I mean, dude, the War of the Roses. Loren asked you specifically to the romantic person in your life or the love of your life, and you said the love of your life was Stacy.
No.
And not Andrea.
My life. God, no. So I just wanted to be nice. I just thought...
You wanted to be nice, so you sent her romantic flowers? Given the circumstances and what you need to do with your life? What?
Babe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's not your kid. He said it's not his kid. He can promise us that. So let me ask you this, Joe. Are you romantically involved with Stacy?
What do you mean by romantic? We have not.
Why do you have to ask that? It's a yes or no question. Yes or no, Joe? Yes or no?
It's like maybe. I'm sorry.
Maybe.
So you're romantically involved with someone who you swear isn't carrying your child, but you're there for her, and now you're romantically involved with Stacy?
I mean, I wish it was different, but that's how I feel.
Okay. I have so many questions. I can't really wrap my head around the fact that this isn't your baby, but you want to be with her
even though she slept with someone else. Like, this is such a tangled web.
I don't know if I want to be with her.
Joe, I need a yes or no answer. That's it. One word. Do you want to be with her?
Yes. And I'm sorry.
Don't waste your breath. Don't give me your sorry. If you were sorry, you would have fixed this a long time ago. It's over. I'll have your stuff out on the porch. I'm done.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, man, what a crazy weekend. The Panthers won.
Let's go.
We found out Rihanna's going to be the halftime Super Bowl performer. We got a hurricane coming our way. I mean, what else can we throw into the loop? Real quick, there is one other thing we can throw into the loop, and that is a flyaway to go see our buddy Harry Styles in Chicago. All week long, every time you hear a Harry Styles song on our show, be caller number 9, and you are in the running to fly away to go with you and a friend, you and a guest, to Chicago. We're going to hook you up with tickets to the show. We're going to hook you up with the flight, plus the hotel stay, all thanks to Columbia Records. We're looking for caller number 9 right now. Who is this?
Hi, it's Michelle.
Michelle, how does Harry Styles in Chicago sound?
It sounds awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations. You're the big winner.
No, she's not the big winner.
Yes, she is.
But she's qualified.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that tried to be caller number 9, and they didn't get through. So now you are the big winner, and you're in the running to go see Harry Styles in Chicago.
That's awesome. I'm happy with that. One step closer to winning.
There you go. Lorenz real nervous that she thinks I'm telling people that they won the trip.
It kind of sounded like that to me. I could see the confusion.
No. All week long, we're going to put you in the running for it. So you win to be in the running to go. You see how that works, Mackie?
I do see how it works. You're winning for a chance to win.
But you're winning caller number 9. That's a huge thing.
That is a huge thing.
Michelle and Waxaw, who are you going to take with you?
I would actually let my daughters go who are in college.
Ooh.
I think it would be awesome for them.
That would be fun. All right. Well, we'll see if we call out your name when we have the grand prize winner announced, okay?
Thank you so much. I hope you do.
All right. There's Michelle and Waxaw. Loren, you had a great weekend. You cruised around, had ice cream. Oh, there's Loren. Yeah. Hi. Sorry.
I over to the International Arts Festival at Ballantyne's Backyard. And we went in that, I never say it right, the luminarium.
Don't look at us.
Yeah, I'm going to say sure.
I mean, Mackie's the smart one. He graduated with that degree in communications from App State.
But anyway, we went, because it's in Ballantyne's backyard, they have all those food trucks and cool things, around the festival. So I took my kids, by the way, this is 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. There's an ice cream truck over there. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So we go up to the ice cream truck, and of course my kids want ice cream. And they start, asking for their cones and whatnot. So I ask them, hey, Cashin, do you want Jimmy's on your cone? And, Jackson's like, yes, Jimmy's. And Cash is like, yeah, I want Jimmy's. So I tell the guy and the girl working the food truck that I want a twist cone with Jimmy's and I want a vanilla ice cream with Jimmy's, both kids' cones.
Okay, so stop right there. Hold on. Mackie, do you have any idea what a Jimmy is?
Absolutely not.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like if I was the cashier making this ice cream and someone said, give me two cones with Jimmy's on it, I would be staring at him because what does that mean?
what does that mean? Well, the guy says to me, where are you from? And I said, oh, we live right across the street here. And he was like, no. I don't mean here in Charlotte. I mean where are you from? And I was like, oh, I grew up in Pittsburgh. He goes, I knew it as soon as you said Jimmy's. We're from Pittsburgh, too.
All right, so tell Mackie and everyone else what the hell a Jimmy is.
It's a sprinkle. It's like sprinkles. You know, you put the rainbow sprinkles on top of the ice cream.
Yeah. All it is sprinkles?
That's what they're called.
They're called sprinkles.
Is it a
They're called Jimmy's in Pittsburgh.
I remember having this discussion now. Now it's coming back to me. You guys in Pittsburgh are so weird. Don't you call a vacuum like a steamer or something?
It's a sweeper.
I call that a broom.
If you're gonna run the sweeper, it means you need to run the vacuum.
What the? I wouldn't even, like if you and I, Mackie, worked in an ice cream store and they were like, make sure you clean up all the jimmies with the sweeper, we'd be like, looking at each other. Like, what are we supposed to do?
I would put in about 2 weeks right there.
All right, what do you guys call it? What's something that's very common, but you call it something else? 704-570-9595. Like, for instance, sprinkles. Lorraine calls them jimmies. Now, this could just be in your family, too. This doesn't have to be even a regional thing. Like, maybe someone's family, they call cars rockets. Who knows? You know? I don't know. My dad always called it a rocket. So he's like, where are you taking the rocket?
What kind of car was it? If it was like a nice, like, old times classic sports car, that'd be great. If it's like a...
It's funnier if it's a beat up old, like...
That's what I'm saying. Or if it's like truck. If it's like my Hyundai Elantra outside, I'm not sure.
All right, this will be fun. We want to take note. What do you guys call it? 704-570-9595. Someone said Jimmy's are the same thing in West Virginia.
Okay, I think maybe Boston does the same.
Okay. All right, we'll find out coming up. It's the Mania in the Red Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. Lorraine, you call what?
I call sprinkles that you put on ice cream jimmies.
Now, we know that people all across the country in different regions call things different than what the average person does.
Right, like soda could be pop wherever you're from.
Right, but for some reason, I feel like we're hyper-focused on Pittsburgh because you guys also call a vacuum a sweeper.
Yes.
And there's probably more.
Yeah, Hannah just texted in, too, and she said, I'm from Pittsburgh, too, and we say red up, like red up the room.
What does that mean?
It means, like, pick up the room, clean it up.
What? Someone said in Rhode Island we call water fountains bubblers.
Okay.
Bubblers, but, of course, they don't pronounce the ER up there. This is Lee in Forest City. Hey, Lee.
Hi, good morning.
You're also a fellow Pittsburghian?
I am. Flew in Pittsburghese.
What do you say that I missed?
We used to call, submarine sandwiches. We call them hoagies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I walked into Ingles one day to order subs, and I called them a hoagie, and they looked at me like I had four heads.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up in Jersey in the Northeast there, the tri-state area. We call them subs or heroes.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
We always called them subs if it was from Subway or Triangle Bar.
So if I told you to rip, what was it, Loren? Red up the room with the sweeper, you would know what to do?
No, that one's a newer one. I haven't heard that.
Thanks, Lee. Madison.
She's not that Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Madison in Dallas. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you call it? What is it?
My mom calls a refrigerator. I mean, my stepmom calls a refrigerator an icebox. We were at my grandfather's house once he married my stepmom. We were at my grandfather's house one time, and she said, I put your son's juice in the icebox when you're looking for it. And so I go in there, and I'm looking in, like, the box the ice drops in from the freezer.
I would.
I'm arguing with her. I'm like, it's not in there. And she said, I just put it in there. And she's like, let me show you. And I go in there, and I was like, that's the refrigerator, not the icebox. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, the icebox is what they called it back in, like, the 20s and 30s.
I was going to say, I think my grandmother called it an icebox, too.
Oh, my gosh. Mary and Hudson, hey.
Hey.
Hi, Mary. So what do you call the TV remote?
A button.
A button. We called it the clicker.
Oh, really?
Where's the button, though? I like that.
Yeah, I had a friend, and she would come and stay, and she'd have the button for the TV, and I'd be like, hand me the button. She said,
what are you talking about? We call, the remote for the garage the clicker.
Okay.
Like, take the clicker.
Get down with that.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Mary.
I think we're missing a big one living here in the South. Doesn't everybody call the shopping cart a buggy?
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one, because I call it the shopping cart. Right? Somebody with a 727 area code says, my mom pronounces Mario as Mar-E-O. Guess who else calls Mario? Mario is Mario. Like, no, it's not Mario.
I say Mario.
It's Super Mario Brothers.
No, I think it's Mario.
No, it's Mario. I agree with that person. Someone says, we don't call a shopping cart a buggy. We call it a carriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard carriage, too. 803 texted in and said East Coast versus West Coast, barbecuing versus grilling out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's so funny. They call, someone from Milwaukee calls an ATM the time machine. T-Y-M-E. Don't ask me what it means. I have no idea. Every day during the week, we give you five opportunities to win $1,000 to pay your bills. We want to kiss your bills goodbye. We want to give you $1,000, Loren, so that you could go and pay your bills and then use your other money for whatever you want. Splurge on yourself. We got you covered, right? So we tell you five times a day, you got to listen for the code word, and then you got to text that code word, and we'll call you back. Guess what happened today right here in the Carolinas? Listen to this.
This is Caitlin from Cornelius, North Carolina, and I just won $1,000 by listening to KISS 95.1.
Congratulations to her, Loren.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
Loren, I just can't let this, what you call it, an item, and everyone else calls it something else, you know what I mean?
I mean, I called sprinkles Jimmy's, but I think that's a regional thing. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, and that's, like, just what everyone calls it in Pittsburgh.
It's just not right, though. I mean, they're called sprinkles. So someone said, my husband is from England. I was confused for the first year of dating with him. He calls sneakers trainers.
I've heard that.
A diaper is a nappy.
Yep.
How do you know this?
So I know the nappy thing. I think it's on Bluey, but I started calling, like, sometimes I'll say to Jackson, like, do you need a new nappy?
Okay. Huh. Hoover. Yeah, Bluey, by the way, is responsible for everybody speaking British.
Yes. They're Australian, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good on you, Mike. A Hoover is a vacuum, which, by the way, Hoover is a brand.
Right, but I've heard somebody call it a Hoover before.
And then the trash is called a bin.
Yeah, throw it in the bin. Take out the bin. I can get down with that.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody said, I can't tell you how many times our kids put trash in the shoe bin out of confusion with my British husband.
That's funny. I did see somebody text in something really weird that, like, a cabinet was a milkshake, which I'm like, you must be messing with us now.
My good friend Dave is from Rhode Island, and I sent it to him, and he goes, yep. And I go, well, what the hell is that? He goes, a cabinet. I'm like, yeah, but
what?
What is the origins of the milkshake cabinet? Hold on. I'm going to look that up because I just saw that text, too.
Yeah, because I can't wrap my head around that. I mean, maybe because, like, Jimmy's don't really make sense for sprinkles, so... Is it a code word? Like, did you keep the alcohol? Is it like prohibition where you would keep the alcohol in the milkshake?
This says a cabinet in Rhode Island is not something you have in your kitchen, but another word for milkshake. Unlike cabinets of traditions, cabinets are milkshakes made with ice cream syrup milk that's blended to thick, creamy perfection.
Okay, so instead of ordering a milkshake, you would order a cabinet?
Right. It's not like they would say, go into the milkshake and grab a glass. No, we were thinking the other way.
Either way, it's strange.
It really is strange. Why do Rhode Islanders call it that? I don't know. Weird. Y'all are weird, but I love it. Like, this is what makes America great.
Right.
My grandmother called the trunk of her car the boot of the car.
Okay. Never heard that one. That's a new one for me.
And my in-laws who are older call the remote control a control box. I mean, my gosh. Let's say good morning to Lily. Hi, Lily.
Hi, Manny. How are you?
We're good. We love this segment because we learn so much about different regions of the country. But the milkshake cabinet thing has us shook.
Right, because supposedly the apparatus that you know to make the milkshake was always in the cabinet, meaning the blender.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Okay.
So my husband is from Rhode Island. I've lived in Rhode Island for many years, but yeah, that's the whole thing. That shook me too.
Were you like, what are you talking about?
But like, Lily, let me ask you, if you go to Andy's at this point and get like a shake, you wouldn't say, I want a cabinet, right? You're back to, you say the right thing.
Right. Yeah. I'm back to, you know, I would say that nowhere except in Rhode Island. I would not use the word cabinet for a milkshake anywhere except Rhode Island. Because they're all looking at you like you have nine heads. You
know? I know.
What are you talking about?
I know. Thank you so much. We appreciate the call, Lily. Thanks for listening. I'm starting to think that Rhode Island is weirder than Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I mean, they might be taking the cake this morning.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
If you haven't been to our Instagram, you got to go check it out at the MRL Show. There you'll find a picture of a young Loren dancing in her Dolphins gear, because the Dolphins are one of the few undefeated teams left in the NFL. To celebrate that, we put our own Dolphins girl up there.
Which, by the way, hasn't happened in years. The Dolphins have been terrible for years.
Yeah, they beat
since their last perfect season.
They beat the Bills yesterday, and the Bills are really good. Congratulations to the Panthers for also winning yesterday. Go check out Loren. I mean, one of the pictures, my own, Loren. Good for you.
I was 20, it was 17 years ago.
Yeah, okay. We're here for it. At the MRL Show on our Insta, go look at our Loren there. But that was then, Loren. This is now. Now we need you to read a DM that we got sent to at the MRL Show on our Insta. It's called DM Drama. If you guys can help this person, they're listening right now, then feel free to call or text us, 704-570-9595.
All right, so Allison sent us this DM, and she said, the other night I witnessed my boyfriend, who I've only been with for about 3 months, flirting with a bartender while getting his drinks. When I asked him what he was doing, he said he was getting his drinks in a timely fashion by any means necessary. At first, I thought it was funny, but then as I watched him do it through the night, I got jealous, and we got into a big fight over it. I mean, does he do this all the time? Is it right to flirt with any woman right in front of me? He says it's not cheating, but I kind of felt like it. What do you guys think? Is he cheating on me?
No, flirting's not cheating. We talked about this last week with Adam Levine, as far as I'm concerned. Unless there's something physical that happens, there's emotional cheating, and that's not right.
There is emotional cheating, but I don't even think that classifies for this. So like Dallas and I will go out all the time, and I typically send Dallas to the bar. He's bigger, he can get through, he's more noticeable with his white hair.
Yes.
And I'm okay with him flirting with the bartender to get us drinks and get us good drinks
by any means,
on the pour.
By any means necessary, Ren.
Well, maybe not by any means necessary. If he's giving out his phone number, that's where I draw the line and I have a problem with it. But if he's just talking to them and making good conversation, then I think I'm fine with it.
Is flirting cheating?
Allison wanted her help. She wants to know if flirting is cheating. Her boyfriend was flirting with the bartender to get them drinks quickly.
A lot of people are saying flirting or not, if she doesn't like it, he should have stopped out of respect.
But
take the L, dude. Keep your partner happy, somebody says.
So I do kind of agree with that, but she also says she thought it was funny at first, but the more she thought about it, then they got into the fight.
Someone says it depends on the boundaries you have established in your relationship, but flirting is definitely classified as cheating to me. If you wouldn't do it in front of your partner, you shouldn't be doing it, but this guy is doing it.
Well, he was doing it in front of her.
Yeah. Someone says if it makes you uncomfortable, regardless if it's cheating or not, it's probably a red flag that maybe that person's not for you. I think you guys are looking at this all wrong. I think literally he was being nice, trying to get these drinks.
I do too, but I think now that they got into the fight over it and she's told him that she's uncomfortable with it, he shouldn't continue to do it. And they've only been together for 3 months, by the way.
Yeah, he should back down.
Yeah.
And he might have what's called a flirty personality, which Loren has, which is like everywhere you go, you're just always flirting.
I have a flirty personality.
I'm kidding. Please, I think people are afraid to approach you.
Oh, stop. I'm not scary.
Someone says he's not cheating, but honestly, he should know better to flirt right in front of his girlfriend. Come on, dude. Kind of makes me think he isn't super interested in her. Sounds like a playa.
Oh.
Interesting. All right. Love your takes, you guys. All right. If you missed anything on today's show, and it was a disaster, like technically today's show, I was a mess. I apologize. I'll be better tomorrow.
It's okay, buddy.
Oh, thanks, Loren. I was waiting for that. And I was hoping everybody in their car was saying the same thing.
We are.
You can grab the replay on demand. We had a 2-part War of the Roses you can go listen to. I mean, the War of the Roses, we didn't even spend enough time on it. It was just crazy. We'll discuss that more tomorrow. And where can people find the replay, Loren?
Anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, Ace and TJ are up next. Have a great Monday, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.